degrees and rainy in Nashville. We're looking at plenty of rain in the forecast for all of this week, really. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Two newly appointed members of Metro Nashville's Airport Authority Board cast their first votes last week on a measure that aims to keep them in their seats for more than just a couple of months. Metro has always appointed the members of its airport authority. But this session, the legislature passed a law that takes over the leadership of all major airports across the state and replaces their boards with mostly state-appointed members. That law is set to take effect July 1st. Last week, Nashville's airport board, including those two new members, voted unanimously to oppose the law. The National Business Journal reports more than half a dozen lawyers were present for the vote, including Metro's law director, Wally Dietz, who interrupted a planned beach vacation to attend. Dietz delivered the resolution to the Federal Aviation Administration along with a separate resolution from Metro asking the agency to rule that the local board members should remain in power until the dispute with the state is resolved. Nashville property valuations and the resulting tax bills have been generating controversy from businesses that fear they'll have to close because of the costs. Starting today, owners can begin formally appealing their assessments. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports some properties have already gotten adjustments.
Nearly 3,000 property owners asked the assessor's office for what's known as an informal review. WPLN asked for the data and found that almost half got their values lowered. Those outcomes add up. Values came down by a total of $54 million, which will impact tax bills. Still, some owners who still disagree with assessments can now pursue more formal appeals. There's now a one-month window to ask for one of those.
Property appeals are heard by the Board of Equalization. Visit WPLN.org to read more about the process, including the phone number to call for an appointment. Meanwhile, a new state law could also have an impact for some tax bills in the heart of Nashville. After outcry over taxes, the state created a fund that allows businesses within what's known as the Tourism Development Zone to get tax relief. That area is roughly 3 square miles around downtown. Some businesses are applauding the relief, though even Nashville's mayor has questioned the fairness of a policy helping only that area. The autonomous vehicle company Waymo is pulling its cars from Nashville's highways. News station WKRN reports Waymos will be available only for surface street trips in Music City. It's a temporary pause to give the software time to get better at navigating construction zones. Earlier this month, the company recalled nearly 4,000 cars. That included its entire Nashville fleet. Software was failing to assess flood risks and needed an update. The vehicles were not pulled from the roads then. Instead, software updates were made at depots between trips. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.